the studio with me is Michael Bagby. You heard his wonderful work on the keyboards. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Caitlin Richardson portrays Margaret. Hi there, Caitlin.
Hi.
Larsa Metko, becoming a regular here. is this your third appearance with us?
I think so, and thank you for having me back. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Laura plays Clara in this production, and we have Noel Jones making a return appearance as well as Fabrizio.
Yeah, hey, good to be here.
How would you summarize him?
Fabrizio is a very romantic and slightly awkward young man in Florence who sees this beautiful American tourist and falls in love with her and does not let himself be stopped by the fact that he doesn't speak English.
With the love story with Fabrizio here, how would you say that relationship blossoms as the musical goes on?
This is the quintessential love at first sight. As our director, Don Harris, has said, it's like we have two magnets with Clara and Fabrizio, and they're just drawn to each other. And I feel like we see each other's innocence in each other and our want and our desire to be more adult-like and independent while still exploring these new feelings that we've never really felt before with each other.
Why don't you trace it on my hand or make a song do anything? Say it somehow I will understand. I know you are good.
This sound inside you, this I know, it's like a melody, like there you go just now. Say it somehow, somehow you can show me. Say it somehow, any way you can. You know me, you are good.
And Caitlin, as Margaret, the mother in this production.
Yeah.
Talk about Margaret's character, just kind of what is influencing her throughout this show.
Margaret's going through this turmoil with her husband, which is related to Clara, but I won't divulge too much, and which is the meaning of dividing day. And I think that Margaret wants to protect Clara from feeling that pain that Margaret's currently feeling. But she also sees that Clara and Fabrizio have something very special, possibly even something more special than what she, Margaret, ever had. You know, the whole story is Margaret's kind of journey through, well, not just Margaret's journey, but like this is her coming to terms with the fact that her daughter's growing up. You know, she's kind of growing into this person that her and her husband never thought she would be.
Dashing as the day we met, only there is something I don't recognize. Though I cannot name it yet, I know it. Beautiful is what you are, only somehow wearing a frightening disguise. I can see the winter in your eyes now, telling me, thank you, we're done here, not much to say. We are together, but I have had dividing day.
Pleased to be joined in studio by Julie Gunn and Michael Tilley from Lyric Theater. Julie, Michael, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
And Michael, what stands out musically from this particular production?
So the composer, Adam Gettle, is the grandson of Richard Rodgers and son of Mary Rodgers. So it has the lyricism that Rodgers is known for. You know, the harmonies are really sophisticated in the best sense, that it's piquant without making you aware that you're listening to highly crafted and thought out music. But it's a very cinematic score and orchestration. It did win the Tony for best score. Really intricate, detailed writing. Some of the songs that you heard today, which Michael played so well on the piano, have very operatic orchestration. Dividing Day that Margaret sings in the first act is almost all pizzicato strings and harp. So there are just all kinds of textures.
Whoever wants to take this, how did you go about choosing The Light in the Piazza?
This is a perfect, I think it's really the perfect score for us, because when we were thinking about what kind of work we wanted to do here at Illinois at Lyric Theater, we thought of a few role models for the students. And two of them that I just mention all the time are Kelly O'Hara and Victoria Clark, who were the stars of this at the Vivian Beaumont Theater in Lincoln Center. Because I just think that they are a perfect mix of singing skill, musicianship, acting, the entire art form. And that's what I wanted for the students. And so we picked the vehicle that made them both famous.
I'm just a someone in an old museum, far away from home as someone can go. And the beauty is I still meet people I know. Hello, this is wanting something, this is reaching for. This is wishing that a moment would arrive. This is taking chances. This is almost touching what the beauty is. I don't understand a word they're saying. I'm as different here as different can be. But the beauty is I still